Thank you, and good morning. And welcome once again to a radio program from the Independence Baptist Church of Forestdale, Missouri. We're glad you're listening this morning, and it is our prayer that you would receive a blessing from hearing another message from the precious Word of God. We do want to give you a cordial invitation to come to the services at the Independence Baptist Church. We have our Sunday school beginning this morning at 10 o'clock with regular classes for all ages, and we, of course, invite you to come bring your families and your Bibles. And rest assured that you will hear the Word of God in Sunday school. Our regular preaching service begins this morning at 11 o'clock. And then this afternoon we meet at 4 o'clock for our evening prayer service. And then at 4:30 for our evening worship. Our midweek Bible study begins at 7 o'clock each Wednesday night. So we invite you to come to these services and know that if you're interested in what the Bible has to say, that you'll find the answers to your questions at the Independence Baptist Church. We meet at 124 South Main in Forestdale, Missouri. So we invite you to come, bring your questions, and we'll supply the answers from the precious Word of God. For the past few Sunday mornings, we've been speaking concerning the seven sayings of the Savior on the cross. And as you know, it's very important to listen to the words of a dying man. And Jesus Christ was more than just another dying man. Jesus Christ was the Son of God. As a matter of fact, He still is the Son of God. Because, you see, even though they hung Jesus Christ upon the cross, and even though they put Him through all the torments and the trials and all the sufferings that He went through for our sinfulness, and even though He gave up His life, as we studied last Sunday morning, Jesus Christ is not dead. Jesus is not like all the other leaders of religious orders in this world. You know, there's other men that have had a great following as far as religion is concerned. And when it came to the time of their death, that person, when they died and was buried, they stayed in the grave. But that's not the way that it is with Jesus Christ. Because on the third day, Jesus Christ arose from the dead, victorious over death, hell, and the grave. And He did all of this to show us that even though we are dead in trespasses and in sins, and even though we shall come to the time of death in this life, we know that when we trust Jesus Christ, He will do for us what He has done for Himself. You see, He paid the price of our sinfulness and our wickedness on the cross of Calvary. And He arose from the death as a practical example to us that He is God and that He controls all of those things concerning death. We, as human beings, cannot control our death. Not at all. God has His hands upon our lives. And we that belong to Him, He has His hands upon our eternity. And so we're trusting Jesus Christ and looking unto Him and what He has done, not on anything that we have done at all. Well, Jesus Christ, at the close of last Sunday's message, Jesus Christ had just cried with a loud voice, and He gave up the ghost. This morning, we'd like to consider some of the immediate results of the death of Jesus Christ upon the cross. And I know that as we consider the overall picture of the death of Jesus Christ, it's impossible for us to account for all the things that His death has supplied or the things that His death has changed in this world. It's impossible. But this morning we want to look at just a very few of the immediate results. Some of the things that happened as soon as Jesus Christ died. So now let's look in our Bibles in the book of Luke chapter 23. The Bible said here in verse 47. Now when the centurion saw what was done, he glorified God, saying, "Certainly this was a righteous man." And all the people that came together to that sight, beholding the things which were done, smote their breast, and returned, and all his acquaintance, and the women that followed him from Galilee stood afar off, beholding these things. This morning we'd like to look at these three witnesses and see what they said concerning the death of Jesus Christ. And you'll notice here that we're not picking three witnesses that were loving Jesus Christ and three witnesses that were followers of Him. The three witnesses that we're going to look at that the Bible gives us. First of all, there's a totally impartial witness. That is in the hand of the centurion. He was simply there to do a job. Secondly, we want to look at another witness, and these are the people that simply came together to look and to gaze. Here are some of these would be followers of Jesus. Some of these people would be mockers of Jesus. And what did they have to say concerning his death? And then thirdly, those people that were his acquaintances and those women that followed Jesus and those people that cared for him, what did they have to say? First of all, notice here in verse 47, as we consider what the centurion said. Now, the centurion was a soldier, and he was more than just a private in the service. He was a person that was in command of other men. And he was evidently in charge of watching over this crucifixion to make sure that it was carried out according to the laws of the Roman government, although nothing else had been carried out according to those laws. And here, this centurion, we'll see, this man had been at the death of many people. This man had seen many people die on a cross as a result of capital punishment that was exercised in that day. This centurion had seen and heard the cries of men in their last breath. And he knew what they were going through. And he, as he looked upon these men, he would say, well, all of these men are dying. And he recognized that, and he was used to the way that a normal person would die. But when the centurion looked upon the death of Jesus Christ, here we find that a hardened soldier who was used to seeing death firsthand. Here this man turned, and the Bible said that he glorified God. And he said, certainly this was a righteous man. There was something different about this man's death than all the other deaths. I remember years ago hearing the story of a preacher who died in an automobile accident. And he didn't die right off. He lived long enough for the ambulance to come and get him. And he was in the ambulance on the way to the hospital. And the ambulance driver, or the ambulance attendant, gave this account of his death because he died on the way to the hospital. And the ambulance attendants, he came and he asked the family. He said, there's something different about this man. Because everybody that I've been with when they died, most of these people will call out to God and they will pray to God and they will long for God to bless them. But he said, this man got through to God. God heard this man's prayer, and I knew that this man, he did die just like all the other people that I've seen die, but this man died, and the Lord was with him when he died. And I know that the Lord is with him. I know that it was different. I want to know something about this man. Well, the family told him that he was a preacher, that he was a pastor of one of the Lord's churches and a faithful man of God. And he said, now I understand. He said, that man had something that a lot of people like to have. And this is like the centurion. When he looked upon Jesus Christ, he recognized that the method of his death was absolutely different than all the other deaths that he had ever seen. Well, what was it that the centurion really saw that made Jesus stand out to be different? And you know part of what it is. That is that the centurion, when he looked at Jesus Christ, he saw him with his head lifted up. And then Jesus willingly, slowly, and deliberately, and with strength left in his neck, bowed himself and gave up the ghost. The Bible says there that Jesus Christ two or three times cried with a loud voice. No doubt, this centurion had seen and heard other men cry with a loud voice when they died. But Jesus Christ was not crying for mercy for himself. Jesus Christ was not crying out of pain and anguish. But Jesus Christ was crying out, fulfilling the Scriptures of the precious Word of God. And the centurion knew that it was so. But there's another group of people that we ought to look at. And the Bible tells us here in verse 48, and all the people that came together to that sight. And here we find just the second witness is made up of those people that are simply sightseers. They simply come by to take a look. And the Bible says here, as those people, as they behold the things which were done. They saw the cruelty of the soldiers upon an innocent man. They saw the dignity with which Jesus died, fulfilling the Scriptures. They saw His majesty. They saw, even though Jesus was naked as He was upon the cross, even though He wore that crown of thorns, even though He had been beaten until His body simply looked like a piece of raw meat hanging on the cross, and even though His blood ran from His body and fell on the ground, and these people looked at that sight, and in spite of the physical deformities in Jesus' body, these people saw that there was more to this man than what was in his body. They made no comment at all, but their actions speak well of what they thought. The Bible says here that they smote their breast. They bowed their heads, perhaps in shame for what they could have done and didn't. Perhaps they bowed their heads and smote their breast because they knew this was a different kind of death. And now they have something to consider. They have something to think about that they've never thought about before. You notice that they don't go away laughing and joking, nor talking with one another. The Bible said that they smote their breast and returned, thinking within themselves about the death of Jesus Christ. Thirdly, we have the third group of witnesses, and these are the acquaintances of Jesus Christ. The Bible said in verse 49, and all of His acquaintance, and the women that followed Him from Galilee stood afar off, beholding these things. You know, there was only one group of people that didn't leave. The women that stood by. And I believe John was in this. The Bible said all of his acquaintance, they stood afar off, wondering within themselves about the restoration of the nation of Israel. Wondering in themselves because they believed that this Jesus was the Christ, and that He should restore Israel and bring about their salvation, and they don't understand. And there, as you see them afar off, as they behold the sight, the three crosses upon Golgotha's hill, a thief on each side, and Jesus in the middle. Their Savior was crucified between two thieves, mixed with sinners, and they don't understand. But they stand and watch, wondering in themselves. But they will discover. You see, in 3 days and 3 nights, their Savior will be raised from the dead. And then they will begin to understand. They think that it's all over, but it's just beginning. We see that our time has slipped away from us again today. We do invite you to come again to the services at the Independence Baptist Church and listen again next Sunday morning for another radio program. Thank you now for listening.